Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to First District Politics. We're back after a little bit of a downtime there, a little vacation. We have a special guest tonight, and we're also testing this microphone, which is going to be a non-test after you hear the story. But our special guest tonight is going to be Angela Pink. Welcome, Angela.
Hello, Bill.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Angela, is this your first blog talk?
Absolutely.
Really? I'm your first?
Yeah, you're my first. And I'm glad you are.
Well,
I'd rather
welcome to
have
the show.
You than anybody else.
I know.
Christmas came too early.
I expect, we've known each other a long time. For everyone that's listening, Angela, we have 1 million people listening. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, my God. So we can't talk about the very kinky subjects like Paul Ryan and
no.
other things. Okay. All right.
We can touch on it a little bit. But, yeah, no, we talked. We approach the show like there's 1 million people listening, or whether it's 1 or 1 million, it's, we're going to be the same. That's what's cool about doing these shows. It's just real people giving the real scoop,
I thought you went to doing girls, not the shows, but – it's all good. It's all good. Let's do the show first.
I forgot you are Russian. And, Angela, you are Russian.
American
People
Russian.
By now, you're an American of Russian descent.
Yes.
Do you like that, American of Russian descent?
Yes. I like that very
much.
Do
you know James T. Harris?
I couldn't hear
anyway.
You at all.
James T. Harris. Do you know James T. Harris? The radio
no.
guy.
No.
Anyway, around
I
here.
I guess he's
he
not
popular.
That good looking like you are. I only know good
me.
Looking radio talk shows.
The girls do. He's an American of African descent. He's a conservative speaker at Tea Party. He's a radio guy, very smart, very well spoken. He's an African American guy. But he says it this way, and I'm an American of African descent. And he really pushes it out there. You have to just look it up sometime. It's pretty cool.
I have to do it. I definitely like the guy,
yeah,
by the way.
Have you noticed after these police shootings that now there's this new, let's all be friends thing going on?
Yeah. How can you be friends with somebody who wants your head on a platter?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard, right? Yeah.
No, it is.
I wouldn't mind to be friends with anybody except those who
right.
want to be feeling guilty and constantly.
When I heard these people, same
guilt.
Thing. I heard them talking today about that, and I just like you right away. I'm like, these people hate us. These people haven't hung around these people. Whether it's ISIS, Black Lives Matter, same thing. They hate you.
Absolutely.
No, ISIS hates everybody. Black Lives Matter, they hate the white people.
And Black Lives Matter, they hate their own people. Forget, we
That's
are
true.
Just a sidekick. Just today, just give you an example, in Minnesota, this child is traveling to get the heart transplant, and they blocked the highway, and the child had only 45 minutes to get to the hospital, and he dies in an ambulance because he couldn't make it, because Black Lives
Jeez.
Matter protesters blocked the highway, and the child dies. So to them, it's not about the black or white. To them, it's a political agenda. It's a radical. It's extremist. It's equal to the ISIS. I don't have any I can't even make a difference between the ISIS and the black BLM.
No,
because
you're right.
Absolutely, there is no only difference is they haven't yet beheaded anybody. That's only difference between those two groups. But I will not hold my breath. If this administration continues supporting and pandering to this group, they will go ahead and do that. How many officers have to die? How many innocent people have to be in danger and in fear of their lives before anything takes place? I mean, what happened? to the safety. I am
no, this,
not my
this
child.
Sniper shooting,
every time he leaves the house,
back, you know?
My pink-skinned white kid who was born with both parents olive skin and pretty dark father, yet my son, I'm always worried about him every time he leaves the house because of the color of his skin. 24 years later, all those years until Obama was elected, I was not worried about my son. Now I'm worried because I'm not worried about myself. I'm olive skin. But my son is a white skin. And yes, he has to feel guilty being born white.
Obama really just turned things around in 8 years, didn't he? I don't want to say
what,
it was perfect race relations
really
before him, but it was
for Obama.
Like that.
Obama couldn't do it by himself. It's incompetent people like Paul Ryan, incompetent people like John Boehner, thank God he's gone.
True.
Incompetent Republicans in both houses. We give them the biggest, the largest majority in 74 years. And did they do anything to stop Obama's agenda? Absolutely nothing.
No,
they make
nothing.
A mockery of the whole process. So definitely looking, in fact, for the first time, I'm going to vote against both parties. I'm glad that even Trump runs as a Republican, but he's not Republican. He's not Democrat. He's not liberal. He's just like me, who cares about the safety, cares about the well-being, and wants to be employed. Security jobs, and again, this is a major issues: economy, security, and our rights. We no longer have them. We no longer
Right,
what I love about the Russians, they say anything they want, and yet we say they're not a democratic country. They say anything they want. In this country, they censor us. Most democratic country in the world is biggest censor. It's a political correctness. Completely, you can't say all lives matter because it's considered to be racist. You can't you can say, you know what, when you read Alice Walker, J. California Cooper, if you Terry McQuell, where they use the word N-word, it's a literature, American African-American literature, yet you can't pronounce that word because you immediately label racist.
Well, you've got Facebook,
and then when
and
I support Ben Carson,
right,
he's not,
for,
absolutely
for
not white. Absolutely. Yet they call me a racist for supporting a black candidate. It's
so
not
they try to shut you down.
The left.
Did you
shut
see that,
down?
Angela, that Facebook and Twitter?
What?
Yeah. Did you see Facebook and Twitter coming out supporting Black Lives Matter, giving them emojis and the whole nine yards?
No, I didn't, because I am actually soon going
to
boycott
Facebook.
Facebook did, and
Jack from Twitter tweeted to him. So Facebook and Twitter are both behind Black Lives Matter. That just
the
like
owner of the
Facebook
is the most aggressive guy you can get.
Unbelievable.
I don't know why nobody comes up with another site that we open-minded people can join. Because I'm fed up with the
you
Facebook.
You can't compete. No, I know. They've had that conversation. You can't. So what we have to do now is just keep going out there and putting our message out there as much as you can until you get to the point where, I don't know, you switch to one, maybe Twitter, dump Facebook. But I thought about it today. I've got a few pages. I've got groups and pages attached to my page. You know how that works. So you lose your page. Now you don't have all your other stuff, your groups and all that, you know. When you ditch Facebook, you're ditching a lot.
I'm on the verge to completely. The reason I'm using a Facebook is just to spike to Facebook and post my messages and keep promoting the messages that are very appealing to all by any means.
You know,
but I will point out any hypocrisy within. I don't care which party to represent: libertarians, Democrats, Republicans, progressives. I don't care. That's the best part about being a Russian part that doesn't give a damn about what people think. I'll just express it. But then comes the American part of me that's saying, you know what, you have to be a little bit tolerant. You have to be a little bit tolerant. Ugh. Yes, Bella, you're so quiet.
Well, see, Angela.
Was it the
so,
Russian part that shut you up or the American part?
So did you hear the microphone story, my microphone test that we have going on here on our blog talk show? So the microphone is the premium feature that you have had to pre-signed up for a minimum $12 a month program where you can just go straight from your mic right into your dashboard. Otherwise, you have to, even I as the host, have to call in because you're calling in on your phone, which is now your microphone and your headphone because your phone is the, you know, link to the page. So I didn't really think ahead far enough. I just got excited with the microphone. But this mic, the iPhone mic, works good.
When it comes to technology, something I was always probably, God just didn't give me that space in my brain. I just, even remote control, my son completely takes
it. Here's the other thing.
On and off.
With the Blog Talk, I just found, now I've done this radio a bunch of times with the old one, Tamara Tells It, and now this one, First District. Tonight's the first night I opened up the chat. So I have a chat room. And it looked like you logged in. Did you log into that link I gave you just for a second?
Yes, but it says it's not valid.
Okay, if you logged in from a computer, you'd be in a chat room. And you've seen these chat rooms on Blog Talks, haven't you?
But
it's a good way for people to connect if you ditch Facebook, for example, but you have to coordinate sometime to go, okay, at 7 p.m., let's all call into the Blog Talk show. You set one up or whatever chat room. You know what I'm saying? There's other ways to connect besides Facebook. You just have to be creative and do it. You already know your little circle of people anyway.
I will say it at last. I will marry you.
But there is
a way. Teach me. I'll marry you. You can teach me how to do, because you're the one who actually helped me with the Twitter because I was completely clueless.
True. You know, I would thank my friend Kim Marin at Conservative IND. You might know her anyway, but 6 years ago roughly is when she taught me a lot of stuff on Twitter. And ever since then, I've been teaching other people. It's really good.
I have one question I have for you, Bill. How come you never ran for office? Because you will have my vote, and I'll be there working my butt off for you. You can beat Paul Ryan. You can beat Paul Nellon. You can beat anybody there. You're a bright mind.
You know what? I was always, people always ask me that. I'm better off behind the scenes because trust me, I've been on so many boards and so many committees and so many councils, Scott Walker Steering Committee, I mean, parish councils. I've been head of volunteer teams. People get sick of me quick. They do because I'm just so freaking straightforward. I'd like going behind the scenes better. You can do more that way. You can actually get stuff done. I get frustrated when you can't do anything. And unless you start kissing ass, and look what they do, Angela. All they do is add more crap. You know? Things here. You have to try to beg them to get through some cannabinoid oil that'll freaking save a little baby's life, you know? They're pathetic. The baby parts bill, couldn't get that through. I mean, just go right on down the list. And once you realize, initially, when you first get into politics, you think, oh, this is something, you know. But when you see how it really works, once you've had Reince put his arm around your shoulder and tell you that the candidate that you're working for is the wrong one, you shouldn't do that, she's just a pretty face, she's just a mom, she has no experience, we've got our guy over here, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, then you start to open your eyes and see how it really works. Then you're like, okay, this is where you can actually make some things happen. You can get candidates in there to primary their asses. You can't do that when you're under their thumb being, you know, in the Capitol or something like that.
Yeah, I would be running for the office if I didn't have so much. If I wasn't controversial, I would be running myself for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing.
I just love my privacy way too much, and then it comes to the point that that's why I actually became a Trump supporter. I wasn't originally his supporter, but that the guy could have enjoyed his life and do things, and yet he's willing to give all that up for people he doesn't even know. This is amazing. I mean, it takes a lot of courage. And for Sarah Palin, for example, she has the whole family under the microscope, and yet she is still fearless.
Yeah. And look how the family carries themselves with grace. Use Bristol, for example. Hey, they're not perfect. They're just real people. But even with all that, they're cool.
They're absolutely. And I'm amazed and just amazed how much strength they have to go through this public scrutiny. This, it's just unbelievable. It comes with so much dirt. And the reward is so little. Oh, absolutely. And so that's why it discourages a lot of people. It reminds me of early 1800 when nobody wanted to be a part of the Congress. Nobody wanted to be a part of the government. And they had to that's how they became actually salary paid, because they had to offer them money in order for them to join and run for the offices. Before, it was absolutely voluntarily work. And nobody wanted to be a congressman. Nobody wanted to be a senator. Nobody wanted to be even Supreme Court justices showed up only once a year to hear a case. And they start bribing people to go into politics, practically telling them, you're going to get your salary, just go. Imagine we can go back to that time. And
no,
say,
I've heard the story, yeah.
Let's go ahead and not get any benefits. Just for people used to serve for the government because the intent was to help the country. It was a patriotic thing to do. Now, if you are broke, just take a few million dollars alone and then run for Congress or Senate and then serve there a couple of terms and you come out a millionaire. So
yeah,
it became
like
the fastest way to enrich yourself. Yeah, when you go back to the early period when the nation was building, they were based on volunteers. The volunteers served the country. These days, it's just like a mafia rule over masses.
Oh, totally.
And that amazes
totally.
Me that most of the people, instead of going in the streets and protesting this violation of basic civil rights, they actually sit there on their computers and print their stupid making Facebook posts, or I had a breakfast, or I'm going out, or this is my new watch, or this is my new house, whatever, some crap. The country, the rights are sleeping out, and it's just amazing.
The way Trump is manipulating and controlling the RNC, who is trying to do everything behind the scenes to get rid of him, the way he, like today, when he put that Facebook post out, that's like out there in a public record of here's the official thing, right? Rule 16, you're going to uphold it.
And Judge Robert Payne said, how you like that? He ruled that it's actually the claimant had no basis. And in fact, based on his even book Unbound, they couldn't even argue his case properly and didn't have any basis to unbound the delegates. Because you can't change. First of all, you do change the rules, but you have to do that within 2 years statute. That's what it is. You can't do it during the election year. They can do it after
they
the election.
They can go behind
and by the way,
scenes.
The rule they set up, they didn't.
Remember, they
Trump
went behind the scenes with the Ron Paul people and changed the rules right at convention last time.
Absolutely.
Remember, there was a big uproar.
Absolutely, and I think that they really absolutely robbed of Rand Paul's
is a different thing, because they're going to be looking down the barrel of millions of people that are going to be outside of that arena, and they fuck around with it, and this is Blog Talk, so we can use the F word.
Oh,
they're
wonderful.
Going to be
Let's
sore.
Do it. I love it. Fine word. Fine word in my dictionary. In my vocabulary.
Did you ever use it?
Oh, I wake up with it and go sleep with it. Oh, yes. F-U-C-K. You got to love it.
It's crazy.
You got to love it. But seriously, I'm glad that they failed in this Never Trump movement.
Yeah.
Failed
Isn't it
badly.
Something? Isn't it something? That's great.
It's a victory, actually.
Seeing that today is a big deal. Yeah, no, it is. It's a great victory. These little victories are what it's taking, but Trump is doing a great job. If you look at
what
he's done,
the guy was
there
in politics, and yet he beats the living crap out of them.
Unbelievable.
That's what.
Thank you, Sarah Palin. Thank you, Sarah Palin.
Oh, she's, I'll tell you something. She's a goddess of conservative.
Her fingerprints are all over this campaign.
Absolutely.
You know this is her.
Absolutely.
She had these, yeah, she said long ago, you know what? Just wait. She works secretly and quietly behind the scenes. Boom.
I have no doubt about that.
She got this done. No, I thank her for this. I thank Sarah Palin for Trump. And people now, they're even the people that hate them, you know, they thank Sarah Palin for Trump, too. They blame Sarah Palin for Trump. Put it that way. Well, I think.
But I tell you something. Only you have to be complete idiot and useless idiot to not understand that this woman always picks the winners. And I have to tell you something. If it wasn't for her, we would be gone as a country even in 2012. It's amazing.
Totally.
She's much more powerful even than Margaret Thatcher. And she's much more powerful than any other woman in American history, actually. Because single-handedly, she actually gets those dark horses and puts them on the front page and makes them shine and makes them win. She's like that Jeanne d'Arc. It's amazing.
Yeah.
She rallies the army.
It is amazing. It's beautiful.
Voiceless
it's just beautiful.
People. And she just rallies them and brings that spirit because she doesn't come across as elitist. And yet she's so powerful. In fact, I was in Glen Allen when I actually was pleased that I got a hug from her because she kind of stepped away from security. And I was standing, you know, we were volunteers standing there who created that victory rally in Glen Allen, Virginia in 2008. And I remember how she was passing by, but then, she kind of pushed the security guy away and came and kind of embraced and said, "Thank you so much for your hard work." And that kind of Alaskan accent, it was beautiful. And she's gorgeous in real life than on TV, to be honest. And I was like, I'm not going to take a shower for a long time. I better hold on to what I just I mean, I admire her. She relates to those common people like myself and who done so much work and didn't get any benefits of it. And people like her encourage us to do that.
Right.
She motivates. And if it wasn't for her, McCain would have had Dukakis factor on his hand. She saved him from biggest embarrassment.
She does. She wants people to do good. She really does. She wants. Her motivation is awesome. No, it's beautiful.
And her luck
is
just it's a home run. It's a home run. What I like about her that she doesn't really the very common and very in plain language about very important things that we all talk about but don't do much, and she does a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she encourages the biggest accomplishment of her encouraging those people who are laid back and think everybody else going to do it. She tells them, actually, if you don't do it, you can't count on the next guy standing next to you that he'll do it. You all have to, if you take the action, the guy next to you, the girl next to you will follow. And she said, that one of the phenomenal things was in Russia in the dance night. All the Russians are very shy who comes first on the dance floor. And I never forget, the first one who would come would be ridiculed, would be laughed at. But then next thing you know, the whole thing, the whole dance floor is packed. 10 minutes later. But the person who actually took the first dance would not be given credit for being brave enough. So Sarah Palin, to me, is that the person who jumps on the dance floor. And everybody.
That's why I like her. That's me. I'm that guy. I go, fuck that. Here, Angel, let's go. Next thing you know, boom, they're all out there.
There is actually a video
She's
circulating on YouTube. How I kind of was in the Rite Aid picking up my medication, and there was a nice music playing, and I started dancing, and I completely forgot there were security cameras on. And one of the, I don't know who put it on a YouTube video, and thank God nobody recognized me, though, but they said, "Boy, girl hasn't moved." In the Rite Aid with the back of my medication here, I'm breaking, I'm dancing like there's nobody watching me. Little did I know there's a security cameras recording.
Lucky it wasn't in a Walmart.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, I thought I lost.
We have connection. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes,
no, you're right. You know, Angela, 25 minutes already went by. There's only 5 minutes left. No, we just got, we're not even warmed up yet.
My God.
Isn't
it lasted longer than my marriage.
Oh,
well, I'm loving it.
No.
By the way,
so,
you have
anyway.
Very beautiful voice. Beautiful voice.
Well, thank you.
It's like a very. I would be surprised, you know, to hear that you don't sing. Because when I sing, everybody puts
the
earplugs.
Yeah, no, I'm
you
not.
You know, one thing
the
Russians like to do when they drink and they get a little bit tipsy, they start singing.
Yeah. Yeah.
When Americans get a little tipsy, they start crying.
Yeah.
When a French people get tipsy, guess what they do?
Yes.
They fall asleep. When the Germans
get
a little bit tipsy, they're becoming very violent. And when our Muslims get tipsy, they just blow themselves up.
Okay, good.
So, it's cultural.
So buy a Muslim a drink.
Yes, please do,
because
they can't handle liquor. This is it's proven fact from Russia and the United States here. And I've seen it with my own. Something in their blood doesn't take alcohol so well. They're really very self-destructive. They start hitting each other, themselves, beating themselves up, you know, hitting their heads against the wall. And if you give them explosions, and then it's just boom, boom, kaboom, and that's it.
Kind of like the redneck hillbillies.
Well,
you know,
rednecks,
like
you'll
redneck
never get them drunk. They immediately start, as soon as the redneck gets drunk, he wants to marry his sister.
It's true.
He immediately declares the love to his sister. Would you marry me? I'm missing 14 teeth, but I'm a good guy.
That's how they're portraying Hey, we got this guy, Nealon. You know, Nealon in the first district running against Ryan. There's a big media blackout. There was a blurb today somewhere I saw it, but the media is just not letting him get anywhere. He's having to do all paid ads, but nobody's interviewing him. We've got the powerful talk radio here in Milwaukee. You've got Belling, Jay Weber, Ricky McKenna, and others, you know, a little lesser people, but he's being treated like the hillbilly stepchild, I'll tell you.
But I have to tell you, he's going against like I said, Eric Cantor, who was my neighbor, by the way, in Virginia, in Richmond, in Glen Allen, actually, in 1996, who knew who would become the second most powerful guy and will be kicked out by unknown Tea Party candidate because he played with the fire. And I told him in 2008, you better watch out. And in any case, so it could be, but still, Paul Nealon goes against Paul Ryan. And it's a tough matchup.
It is. I saw some pictures. I saw pictures out there on the social media the other day, but he had a big team. He's had some big team pictures around him. And he's out there. He had a banner flying over the 4th of July plane, being pulled by a plane in the parade. He's got more, at least as many Paul Ryan signs, or he's got his signs, if not more than Paul's that I've seen out there. Looks like he's got billboards, hard hitting, got some good media out there. He's been doing mailers.
Yeah, but he's still throwing 32%, 33%, so it's not strong enough. And I'm just based on information I know on Wisconsin, and it's going to be uphill battle for him because we're talking about the well-oiled machine, and here's the newcomer. I think what he needs to do is to pull Bill Clinton saxophone stuff, which means he rides the bike. He needs to push that image a lot. That will attract because he will make it look Paul Ryan as elitist while he's going to show himself as a biker, average Joe. He needs to play
do
on
more
that.
Of that
because
you're saying.
Keep in mind, it would actually help Trump to excel and beat all the candidates because how he
Good night,
related
Angela,
to a common man.
Angela, it's going to end. I love you.
I love you too. It's you saying same thing that told two. My husband said the same thing. I love you, but bye. It's coming to the end. Boy.
It ended already. I wonder how many minutes it gives us to keep chatting. Well, that was cool. Great show. That was fun. It went so freaking quick.
I know. When you're in love, it always goes fast.
Oh, my God.
Hope it works out, Robin. Hope it works out. I have to put
so
back my braces
cool.
So I would sound cranky again. Go ahead.
No, you sound fine. It sounds fine. We have a chat room.
You have to put the link for me
into
because,
blog.
You know, on my page.
Yeah, the link.
Oh, they're
yeah,
in the group. Right. So I can, because I tried to do it the way you, through the phone. It,
hey,
it
do you want to try and get, do you want to try and get the Savvy Page people to, like, come into the chat room next? Well, we can
yes.
do this whenever.
Yes.
We can do it whenever. You can,
yes.
You can just get 30-minute slots.
Can I say something? You can do it because I actually only added specific special people. It's not everybody gets invited. That's why I kind of gave a hard time when two people were added without my permission. Because I said we have to vote on it, who's going to get in. And that would be a great idea, actually. Take it. Go with it. You have my blessings.
And
well,
then
I think it's good.
Other people can call in. See, so what they
exactly.
can do is be in the chat room. Have you ever done blog talk shows?
No.
I mean, you said no. All right, well, on my dashboard right now on my laptop, it on the left it shows the phone numbers of people who called in. I can turn your mic on or off, let you talk, you know, not talk. In the middle, it popped up a chat room, and people can – we send out the link, put it on the Savvy page. They go to this link. It brings them right into the chat room. They log in. They
awesome.
Chat. People have fun. Yeah, it's a blast.
Let's do that.
Then, you know, so you have your hosts and your co-hosts, but then also people can call in. So we could take callers, but we could make them wait on hold and not take them.
Yeah, listen, you can do
like,
whatever.
You know,
yeah, sure.
No,
I like it.
But,
I think it's a good idea. And I know Matt is very, even though we're no longer friends, but he's a member of a group because Lena added him, but it's okay. He's very, very, very knowledgeable guy. He's a very knowledgeable guy. And, oh, my God, I got to get put back in my, basically, because the longer I am without them, then it's going to be hard to put them back. Bill, I got to get
all
my...
All right, do you got to get going, or...
No, I have to put my braces
right.
back, and it's going to sound like a Joan Rivers
what
after
is
the
this,
show.
To make your teeth more beautiful?
That yeah, I'm doing a lot of that because my it hurts my TMJ and I have to fix my
mouth. Oh,
yeah. So today was my first day and he put it, it's very rough. It's very rough. But he told me it's going to get better in a couple months. So and I don't want to sound like Joan Rivers after the show. Like it's called Invisalign. It's clear. Nobody can see it, but it's in your mouth and it's painful as hell. And on top of that, I'm getting sick, too.
White, that's white privilege.
Yeah. Yeah, olive privilege. Please, let's be specific. I'm olive privilege. I'm not white. My son is white. His father is dark.
Unbelievable. Well, you should see how tan I am right now. I could get dark to, like, some sort of... I'm so tan right now.
Oh, you can
I
go and you can be like a...
Modified Mexican.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can go in the sun and spend a few days, and then guess what? I'll be all soft and daughter because I get dark really fast. Wow. All right, darling. I'm losing
right.
my voice here, darling.
We'll be in touch.
Yes.
Thanks
and
coming
then,
in a pinch.
You,
that's
you know how to catch me. And go to the Savvy group. I think Savvy Americans. Well, it's a great idea, I think. Okay?
All right. I'm going to go listen to the show.
Okay. And then post it on Savvy Americans. Want to listen to.
Well,
okay?
I'll let you. Do you want me to post it in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me listen
do
to
that.
It. I'll listen to it.
Listen
right.
and then you decide. You got it.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Thanks. Take care.